HarperCollins and Harper Audio present System Error, Where Big Tech Went Wrong and How We Can Reboot, by Rob Reich, Mehran Sahami, and Jeremy M. Weinstein. Read by Kaleo Griffith. Preface. In times of crisis, ordinary citizens, confused and disoriented, settling into paralysis, can come to believe that, as Plato had argued, they are not up to the job of making difficult decisions. In hard times, democratic citizens may become more willing to hand over the business of politics to experts, and to abandon the institutional frameworks, the rights and liberties, that secure their position as participants in the political process. The danger of intellectual paralysis in the face of chaos is finally that it undermines the first premise of democracy, namely, that ordinary citizens will always be ready to think. Danielle Allen, Aims of Education Address, September 20th, 2001. On January 6th, 2021, the U.S. Capitol was stormed by insurrectionists who had been whipped into action at a rally earlier that day featuring President Donald Trump. Their goal was to violently overturn the result of the presidential election, which they had been falsely told for weeks had been stolen. That message had been delivered most prominently by Trump himself, despite more than 60 failed lawsuits challenging election results and thorough refutations by election officials across the country. The big tech platforms had been a key conduit for the accusations of election fraud for months before. On January 6th, they finally woke up to the horror they had enabled. Twitter locked Trump's account, which had nearly 90 million followers, denying him permission to post. 2 days later, citing a risk of further incitement of violence, Twitter permanently banished Trump from the platform, erasing everything on his account in one fell swoop. Similar suspensions took place on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Snapchat. Trump turned to the still active @POTUS Twitter account and posted that he had been silenced, before that tweet was quickly removed by the platform as well. The platform's rebuke of Trump's election disinformation was also an alarm bell about how much power is concentrated in the hands of a few big tech companies. The President of the United States, often touted as the leader of the free world, was unceremoniously stripped of his favorite means of communicating with his tens of millions of followers. Whether that was a necessary step to reduce the possibility of further violence after the election, a long overdue decision by the platforms to take away a megaphone from a man whose history of lies far predated the 2020 election, or the tech elite's blatant censorship of the highest elected official in the United States, it cast an unmistakable light on the extraordinary power that technology, and more significantly, the people who develop it, have over us. Big tech's role in and reaction to the events that led to the storming of the U.S. Capitol only highlight the concerns about technology that have been mounting for years. Seemingly endless reports of privacy breaches and stories of behavior manipulation resulting from vast troves of data mined by large companies have made it commonplace to view big tech through a dark lens. Some argue that the internet, smartphones, and computers have delivered to us a set of devices hell-bent on hijacking our attention and addicting us to the screen, while gathering ever more data of our online behavior. And as borne out at the Capitol, a tidal wave of misinformation and disinformation on social media platforms has served to undermine our trust in science, exacerbate political polarization, and threaten democracy itself. All of this power.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?